Wednesday morning. Very pleased to have the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson, with us. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
By the way, speaking of jail and bail, you're going to be prisoner this year, huh?
Yes, I'm going to be there again. We have a team from CMH. We're not challenged jail there, because that event's not happening this year that I'm aware of.
Nope.
But yeah, we've got a team, and actually, I was mentioning to you a little bit ago, I was collecting a bunch of pledges yesterday. So
awesome.
Hoping to raise a lot of money again, especially since it's the last one.
It is. That's the last lockup. So
kind of sad.
It is. You know, it's just kind of hit me this week that, as much as we're doing it for the right reasons, we're ending it because it just has become so hard to get people there all day. You know,
yeah.
Everybody, you know, and we're still going to continue to support the March of Dimes in a new way next year. But just, you know, it kind of hit me this week. Oh. This is it. This is the end of an era.
I know. It is fun. I love the jail breaks were always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The entertainment's great.
Absolutely.
It is a lot of fun and a lot of excitement and adrenaline, and it's great to see people doing that. So.
Yeah, well, we'll look for you there on Saturday. Appreciate your support of that. We're talking today about the month of February, which is now we're into it, and it's Heart Month, it's Cancer Month. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with National Cancer Prevention Month and tell you a little bit about that. Because as we know, cancer remains the second most important cause of death in the United States. More than 1.6 million Americans are diagnosed with cancer every year. And almost half of all men and a third of all women will develop cancer at some point in their lives. So while most of the rates of cancer are declining or holding steady, the rate of childhood cancer, melanoma, thyroid cancer, and liver cancer are on the rise. I would have to think breast cancer is too, but I don't see it on there.
Well, we know it is because...
I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and I know that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, and that is also a startling statistic.
It is startling.
So one of the things that I've learned in my journey is how important it is to be healthy when you get the diagnosis, and that might sound a little weird. You're healthy, and then you get diagnosed with cancer, but being healthy going into it will aid you in your treatment and your recovery. The doctors told me right from the beginning, you know, you should not have too difficult of a time with this because you're in good shape, because I worked out probably at least 5 times a week, but for sure 30 minutes of exercise each day, every day, even if it's just walking. It doesn't have to be vigorous exercise, but that's important. So every day, 30 minutes or more, try to aim for a healthy weight. You know, I fluctuate up and down a little bit, but most of us do. But try your best to eat healthy and lose some weight, and try to maintain a nice, healthy weight if you can. Also, it's important to choose mostly plant foods. Bit red meat, and avoid processed meats and processed foods as much as you can. So those are like the three easy guidelines to follow to help you with cancer prevention. And also, you might recognize those are the same guidelines that they tell you for a lot of chronic illnesses,
sure,
such as heart disease.
Yep.
And heart disease, this is also like National Heart Month. So if you kind of follow those things along with things like quitting smoking, getting proper rest, things like that, monitoring your blood pressure, all those things will help with that as well. So the other thing that we talk about often is how important it is to take care of yourself physically, because that impacts your mental health. I learned that too in the last 5 months or so, that when you get a serious diagnosis, physical diagnosis, it does affect your mental health, and you have to be aware of that. It's kind of funny when I go in, they say, "Are you depressed?" And I say, "Well, I'm not super happy about all this,
yeah,
but I'm not clinically depressed, and there's definitely a difference.
There is.
You know, there have been days of sadness and feeling pretty sorry for myself, but you know, then I kind of pull myself out of that, but that's important. But just because I didn't get clinically depressed doesn't mean people won't. Obviously I'm surrounded by mental health professionals keeping their eye on me, so I feel good in that area. But anyways, those are some of the tips. I know that we're going to be taking a red picture, everybody wearing red to work on this Friday at CMH to support Heart Month, Healthy Heart Month.
Yep. No, very good. And red and pink become your colors. In fact, you're going to be speaking, what is it, Friday night at a basketball game?
Friday night at the Marysville Pink Out. They asked me to be their speaker. I'll be speaking at halftime in the boys' game around 7:30, I guess, sharing my journey. And I'm hoping to get through that. as well as I can. My family will be there to support me. I think it's a great thing that the high schools have been doing. In fact, last week I went to St. Clair High School. They called it the Pink Halo Project, and I think that's pretty cool too, because Marine City and St. Clair, arch rivals in the same school district, but arch rivals, come together, play against each other, you know, throughout the day, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all day long do various events to raise money for Coaches Against Cancer, American Cancer Society, and then also donated to a local family who are dealing with cancer right now and need some financial assistance. So that was last week. And Jessica Bohm, Jeff Bohm's daughter, put my name on her back and played in my honor. And she's a friend of my daughter, so that was extra special for us. And this weekend at the Marysville game, the Fogarty girls are wearing my name on their back. That is quite an honor, too. And I'm looking forward to watching them play. And then they do different events through that night, too, to raise money. And they make donations, again, to Coaches Against Cancer. And I'm not sure I think they have some other causes, probably American Cancer Society, and maybe locally a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So they're great events. I think it's great to get kids involved. And it's a great cause to pull together as a community and help to look for the cures, prevention, and treatment for people that need it.
Absolutely. We're talking with Deb Johnson. She is the executive director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health. I think a lot of people in the community know about your cancer diagnosis. We haven't talked about it on the air, though. You're here about once a month to talk about what's going on at CMH. So I know a lot of people are wondering, how's Deb? How's she doing? How are you doing?
Actually, I am doing very well. Yesterday was my last chemo treatment. I've had chemo for the last 4 months, and it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. So I guess when you get the cancer, if you get a cancer diagnosis and you have to have chemotherapy, it is not pleasant, but it's not, for me, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So I think, you know, a lot of it is mind over matter. If people tell you it's going to be awful, it probably will be if you believe them, but try not to believe them and try to think as positively as you can about things. And they tell me too, you know, having a positive attitude is a lot of this. And, you know, a friend of mine who is going through this at the same time, in fact, I have two friends. One is like lives four doors down from me, and the other one lives a half a mile from me on the river. All three of us have breast cancer, and we're all within about, I'm the oldest, I think, by about 9 years from one of them. But anyways, I think all of us have really good attitudes. Support is important too to get through all this, but we have good attitudes and have been really dealing with the side effects pretty well. So I'm super excited though that I don't have to have any more chemo. My next step in the journey will be surgery in about a month and then possible radiation. But my goal is to be ready to golf for golf season in Michigan. And so, which is, you know, I don't know, May, mid-May maybe. It might be a little past that, but I'm excited and I'm excited to be better.
I mean, we're excited for you to be better as well. This kind of goes along with that whole positive thinking thing. If you're going to have cancer and have to go through treatment, do it in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's true. I thought about that because at first I thought, I don't want to get out and walk like I was doing all the time because it's so cold. Because you do get more cold than normal from the chemo and stuff. But then I thought, I live on a golf course, so it would be kind of hard for me to watch the golfers all summer long.
Yeah.
And I know friends that have struggled with that too. And so... if you got to do it in Michigan, I think winter's probably the best time. But
having a goal, having a positive attitude, having support for any kind of chronic illness, that really is important.
And I do want to say I have been humbled by the support from this community. A lot of it is, I guess, because people know me, but I've gotten cards from people who I've just met, texts, emails, phone calls, and support is tremendous. And if people know people out there with cancer, if you can support them in any way, a quick card, a note, like I said, a text, anything, it really means a lot to people. So
it's a good point because I think a lot of times people don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't do anything.
But you should, I think.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I can't believe the cards I've gotten from people or just even a text saying I heard about everything. Just want you to know you're in my prayers. And I believe in the power of prayer. And when I didn't want it on social media, my kids said, Mom, more people will pray for you. And I'm like, you're right.
All right.
That's got to be good.
go for it.
Yeah, so go for it. So I think it is important sometimes, you know, to maybe share what's going on with you because you'll get a lot of support, and that means a lot.
Yeah, well, you do have the community behind you, Deb. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks,
Paul. We'll see you at Jail and Bail on Saturday.
See you there.
It is 23 past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning here on WPHN.